A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 9, verses 1 through 6. Jesus summoned the 12 and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Jesus said to them, "Take nothing for the journey, neither walking stick, nor sack, nor food, nor money, and let no one take a second tunic. Whatever house you entered, stay there and leave from there. And as for those who do not welcome you, when you leave that town, shake the dust from your feet in testimony against them." Then they set out and went from village to village, proclaiming the good news and curing diseases everywhere. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. During World War II, not only the Jews, but also other groups were persecuted by the Nazis, including homosexuals, disabled persons, and gypsies. The story is told of a gypsy family who was part of a traveling circus in Poland. During one of their acts, the teenage daughter would jump from a high wire with no net below, and her father would catch her. One morning, the father had gone out early, and the young girl was alone in the apartment building where they were staying. A stranger came to the door and said that he had a message from her father. The message was that the Nazis had come into the town, and they had to escape. It was too dangerous for the father to return by daylight, but that night, at 2 a.m, he would stand at the northwest corner of the apartment building. His daughter should jump, and he would be there to catch her so that they could escape. The young girl was confused. She didn't know the messenger. She wasn't sure these were the words of her father. She wasn't even sure which was the northwest corner of the building. But as the day went on, her father did not return, and she heard word that the Nazis had indeed come into the town. Having only the word of her father's promise, she went to what she thought was the northwest corner of the building at the time she had been told, and whispered into the darkness, "Father, are you there?" There was no answer. She jumped, and he caught her. This story speaks of a trust so strong and complete it is almost hard to believe. The young girl knew from experience that her father was faithful to his promise. He was always there to catch her. Now, in this life and death moment, she had to trust even more, beyond what she knew. In today's gospel, the 12 are asked to stretch in faith, to step out and trust God for absolutely everything. Until now, the 12 had been with Jesus, listening to his teaching, witnessing healings and miracles, learning to trust in Jesus as God. built up in the knowledge that they were summoned by Jesus, empowered by Jesus, and sent by Jesus, the beloved of God. The 12 received their departing command: take nothing for the journey. Jesus' teaching was beginning to become clear and to become real. Do not be concerned for your life, what you are to eat, or for your body, what you are to wear. Consider the ravens. They do not sow, they do not reap, they have neither cellar nor barn, yet God feeds them. Or take the lilies. They do not spin, they do not weave. But I tell you, Solomon in all his splendor was not arrayed like any one of them. If God clothes in such splendor the grass of the field which grows today and is thrown on the fire tomorrow, how much more will be provided for you? Your Father knows that you need such things. Seek out instead God's kinship over you, and the rest will follow in turn. Day after day, the 12 witnessed how Jesus trusted God, and they experienced the fruit of that trust. Thousands fed, ears and eyes opened, crippled limbs strengthened, bondages broken, hearts mended, divisions healed, lives transformed. And now it was time for the 12 to trust God just as the Master had taught and lived. Trust in God is at the heart of the Christian life. So today, each of us is invited to consider, how much do I trust God? How do I trust God in the ordinary day-to-day happenings? How do I trust God for the ordinary necessities of life? And how do I trust God when life sends a major challenge and life no longer maintains as I know it or have known it in the past? Having reflected thoughtfully on my own trust in God, what then do you want to pray for? Might we pray for a deepening of trust, for an empowering by the Holy Spirit to strengthen us, to move us forward, to open our hearts in absolute trust to God. Amen.